afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 12, 2018. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, for the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Help us stay strong during these trying times. Help us keep focused and thankful for all the positive things that you provided for us. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this body wisdom to make the right decision that will benefit the majority. All of these things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the sign of the pledge of nation's flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin there. Agenda with items, the first thing I may is consider an approval award for site control structures at all set ditch with all files. At the Gulf and Coastal Waterway for Jefferson County, the BDS Constructors LLC, DBA MK Constructors, in the amount of $6,699,693. The execution of the contract for this project is pending at the Texas General Land Office and is to be funded by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and grant from the North American Wildlife Conservation Association. Item B is considered approved execute receiving file renewal for a term contract for lighting supplies for runway and taxiway at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. The airport lighting company is Blue Globe LLC for a 41-year renewal from March 6, 2018 to March 5, 2019. Item C is considered approved execute receiving file renewal for a term contract for marine motor fuel for Jefferson County with CNI Oil Company for a 41-year renewal from March 27, 2018 to March 26, 2019. Item D is considered approved and executed change order number 3 for Chief Phase 5 Chief Community Sewer Improvements, Ground and Pump and Force Main Installation with BDS Constructors LLC, DDA MK Constructors for an increase of 21 working days due to inclement weather conditions, bringing the total working days for this project from 111 to 132, and that's funded by the Texas Community Development Block Grant from the Texas Department of Agriculture. Item E is considered approved and execute receive file lease agreement with Tower Communications Inc. for the use of the transmission tower located at 337 Pine Street, Fort Natchez, for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office at a cost of $2,435 per month. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal.
I have a couple of questions.
Any discussion, Commissioner?
Just a question on number on B and C. Is that the last year we in, because it said the fourth year? Are we going 4 years or is it 5 years then?
It's 5 years.
5 years. Okay. On this A, are we, is quite a bit of differences there in those bids, and I'm getting concerned about change orders. We'll make sure we hold them down, that we don't get a quote and come back with those change orders that kind of boom, exploded, okay? Patrick, you got it.
Yeah, we'll need to keep those change orders down because our funding is limited. So it's a combination of grants and a little bit of county money. So it's I think the big cost is probably the mobilization. Their difference. So, I think this company can take it a little bit less expensive than anybody else.
And I will tell you that I got a call Thursday from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. They had a meeting with the Corps of Engineers. We originally supposed to have our permits for construction of these projects back in October, but as of last week, and I'm waiting on an email to give me the whole background so we can go to that and try to get something done about it. But at the last week, the Corps of Engineers did not like the fact that the two sizes were coupled together in one permit. They wanted it decoupled, and they say it'll take them a minimum of 120 days. So we are trying to get Fish and Wildlife to provide us with all the information so we can go to work in Washington and ask for expedited processing of the permit. Because I don't think we can hold that bid for 120 days in, or that contract without them getting started. Look at it, let me know.
I don't know if they're gonna be willing to hold it for 120 days. I can go with that.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, it's having unanimously under County Airport, item A, consider possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file an amendment to the rental agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, Gold Attached Products LLC to extend the term of lease of office space out through December, I believe, isn't that correct, Mr. Rowe? And that's the only item under airport. Do I have a motion on that item?
No, sir.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
The only thing I would have when, before we ratify, when you bring it back before the court, extending it.
Yeah, we walked over past December 2018. I think it was originally supposed to end this month.
December 17.
So they're extending it 12 months.
Before they have to trigger the five-year option period.
Yeah.
They're waiting, I think they want to time it with their,
They're waiting for the final investment decision on the terminal to use that as their education and training facility.
You start using that tire.
That's right. Any other questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, it's having unanimously under County Auditor, item A, consider approved budget transfer to the airport. Replacement of a mower deck in the amount of $15,500. Item B, consider approved budget transfer to Deputy Precinct 2 for additional cost for printer and supplies in the amount of $3,000. Item C is consider and approve participation in the public assistance alternative procedures for direct administrative cost pilot program for Hurricane Harvey, which allows the county to receive up to 5% administrative costs on the county's FEMA public assistance project. Item D is consider and approve applying for remaining fiscal year 2014 VAWA funds to be used for technology and equipment. Cost share 71% with 29% local match. Minimum request is $5,000. Item E is regular county bills, check numbers 442945 through 443244. The motion on those items under auditor.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Simmons, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Commissioners. Item A is receive and file executed a letter of cooperative agreement between Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the Raven Suicide Crisis Center. Item B is consider authorizing county judge to execute project cooperation agreement between Jefferson County and Texas General Land Office relating to coastal restoration project. Item C is consider possibly approve a resolution approving the application for the Violence Crimes Against Women grant from the Criminal Justice Division for fiscal year September 1st, 2018 through August 31st, 2019. That's grant number 1346621. Do you have a motion on those items under Commissioner? Say by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Treasury. Item A is receive file investment schedule for January 2018, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Simmons. All in discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under engineering. Item A is to execute, receive, and file the allocated value of material for Jefferson County fiscal year 2018 provided by the Texas Department of Transportation, which is 2,457 cubic yards of mixed recycled asphaltic pavement valued at $10 per cubic yard. Item B is considered and possibly approved overweight vehicle permit and attached road use agreement to LLOX LLC for the transportation drilling rig equipment supplies to and off location on private road off of Lawhon Road in Precinct 4. That motion on those items under engineering.
Move.
Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Question.
Judge,
Mr. Rayo, I looked at the cubic yard amounts here, and I'm a little confused about how they come up with where the precincts are going to go, because, I mean, I'm looking at fuel consumption and time. It's got us going to Highway 73 and County Line Road, and that's clear across Jefferson County. It seems to me it would make more sense to have the precinct go to the stockpile that was closest to the service center, if possible, right?
I agree with you, but the way the allotment worked out for each precinct, it didn't fit when you added it all together. The way it came out, we had to juggle each one of you to make it work at the stockpiles, because the stockpiles were so limited, and we were just scattered this year. Their stockpiles barely had enough to give us what we asked, what the allotment was anyway. So we were faced with either not getting it at all, or taking it like it's broken down.
And Commissioner, from time to time it is like that. And you know, sometimes when it's far away like that, like Commissioner Sergo over here laughed, he said he'll take yours.
Yeah, right next to my stockpile, y'all, you might well leave it there. I mean, I'll bring you a little bit at a time.
Don, on B with that overweight limits, did we get the pictures before they start and pictures after, so we can make sure if there is any problems that occur?
Yes, sir. We've been working very closely with them, and I've got Mr. Clement watching this one very close.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Management Information System, item 1A is consider possibly approving authorized county judges to execute, receive, and file a service extension support agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and IBM Corporation. Motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is receive and file a modification of intergovernmental agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and U.S. Marshal Service to incorporate Department of Labor Determination 2015-2017, Revision 5, dated 9/9/2017. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Commissioners, y'all have anything? Yeah, the next meeting date, next Monday, is President's Day. The courthouse will be closed. I guess I need to hear from purchasing, auditing, engineering, airport, whether or not there's any need that the court to meet next Tuesday. Or
we need to meet.
We need to meet.
I'll be at
Tuesday.
I'll be okay. The commissioner will be at school.
Early voting.
Budget amendments for Precinct 3 is right.
Everybody else will be here?
Yeah.
Okay, so we will plan on meeting next Tuesday at 1:30 for a special meeting. And received word just before Commissioner's Court that the Texas Department of Public Safety, the court officer, driver's license office was scheduled to be closed indefinitely while they rehired and trained individuals to staff that office. They had lost several people as a result of retirements and family illnesses. They will be opening Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It will be closed from noon to 1 for the lunch hour, but they will have a presence in the court officer at that driver's license office again on Thursday.
Better, that's okay, better than close.
And, anything else?
On a personal note, for all of us who have significant others, don't forget that Valentine's Day is Wednesday, if you want to stay in their good graces, okay?
There's nothing further than we are adjourned, thank you very much.